Along with Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon, Howlin' Wolf was one of the big three of Chicago blues in the 1950s. All were originally from the Delta region of western Mississippi. All of them recorded for Chess Records, and all were formidable talents. Kevin has a review of a recent box set of vintage recordings by Howlin' Wolf, and Kevin says Wolf had one thing that gave him an advantage over the competition.
They called me the Howlin' Wolf, Mama. And you found me howling at your door. They called me the Howlin' Wolf, baby. And you know you found me howling at your door. You know I love you, darling.
Chester Burnett, better known as Howlin' Wolf, had one of the most extraordinary instruments in American music, a voice you could sand floors with. Even after he'd left Mississippi for Chicago, he never lost the raw, rough sound of a Delta blues man. In his music, you could hear the rasp of dust caught in a sharecropper's throat and the pounding rhythm of railroad men driving spikes. Actually, Howlin' Wolf's music reaches back beyond work songs, beyond 19th century field hollers, all the way back to Africa. It's amazing how many African retentions have been carried forward through the oral traditions of black Americans to surface in the work of artists who'd heard little, if any, African music. World music, of course, didn't used to be a big trend like it is nowadays. On Wolf's 1956 record, The Natchez Burnin', the delicate web of sound woven by piano and acoustic guitars sounds oddly like a kora, the West African harp. These echoes are doubtless unintentional, but they're there anyway.
Shala John was there. Blue Eyes was there. Rosa May was there. About the burning that happened went down in Natchez, Mississippi town. I stood back, was looking and the old building dumb tumbled down.
I don't want to give you the impression Howlin' Wolf was just a backward-looking musician. In his great Chess recordings from the 1950s, you also get a sense of the shock of adjusting to urban life after a rural upbringing. Like a few other great Chicago bluesmen, he catches the harshness and alienation of big city life without forsaking his country roots. The train song Smokestack Lightning was a hit for Wolf in 1956. Like his Chess label mate and rival, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf was around long enough to span great changes in American music, from rural blues to the psychedelic era. Like Muddy, he eventually recorded with some of the British rockers he'd helped inspire, with uneven results. In fact, Wolf's career illustrates a basic truth about the music industry. Just because you're a great artist doesn't mean your label won't make you record dumb songs in a quest for hits.
Ooh-wee, what a baby. Ooh-wee, what a baby. When I hold her in my arm, brings out all of my hidden charm. Get it.
Somehow, Howlin' Wolf maintained his dignity and integrity even on flyweight tunes like that one. The ability to transcend inferior material is what identifies any great artist working in a commercial medium like pop music. The blues may be an art form, but Chess was in the business of selling records. Much as I like to complain about record companies, I have no major beefs about the 3-CD boxed set of Howlin' Wolf recordings MCA issued a few months ago. That's where all this music comes from. It's not perfect, but you get 6 dozen tunes, and a little bit of Wolf talking, and a couple of good essays, and some nice pictures. That's enough.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York.